Welcome to the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. My name is Roland, and I am the 20 Minute Runner. It's good to have you along with me as I run and race through the Piedmont region of North Carolina while practicing the Qi running method. Thanks for sharing some of the road with me. Figure something out when I get back. Hello. It's good to have you with me today. Hey, Boo. Hey, Boo. Can you say hello? Come here, Boo. Hey. Hey, Boo Boo. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, buddy. Yeah. I am in Wallace, and today is the 7th of May. It's about 11:15, and it is bright sun, absolutely no clouds anywhere. It is presently 67 degrees, and in all honesty, it's a little bit warm. I can tell I'm going to be warm running, but we're going to give it a shot, take our time. Hopefully we'll be able to stop and get some water. I know where a water stop is en route. I'm only going to go 6 today, especially in this type of heat. I know it's not 90, but upper 60s, that's a little bit warm, especially with the sunshine. But we're getting ready to sink. I'm standing in my mother's driveway. And it's a beautiful, beautiful day as far as just getting out. A little warm again for a run, but maybe we'll be okay. I did take my water bottle, brought it with us, mixed in a Walmart brand Propel, about 22 ounces of water, stuck that in the refrigerator in my bottle, and we're going to drink that when we get back. And we'll fill you in on how things are going. Got just a few things I want to address today, and it's good to have you along. This is episode 84, by the way, of the 20 Minute Runner Podcast. We're going to get started on what promises to be a fairly warm run. Here we go. We are in flat territory. If you remember from recent episodes, not recent, but episodes of the past, I've recorded a few times when I've been home to visit with my family, and it's very, very flat. I was born in Rose Hill, which is actually a hill on 117, Highway 117, and you can see it as you approach it, but it's not a big hill, and the grade going up to my stop sign on my street where I live in Thomasville, that hill, that grade is a lot more than anything you're going to see around here. This area is just tabletop flat, and so what we grew up in. But anyway, we're moving, and probably going to try to go 6 today. I went 6 today, Saturday. I went 6 Thursday as well, Thursday evening. This is Saturday morning, about 11:15, 11:20. Got here last night, yesterday afternoon actually, about 2:40. Come home for Mother's Day, Cindy and I. Her parents didn't come. Her mother has no family here. Cindy's dad does, but so we got here about 2:40, and visited with Mama. We're staying in the night. We spent the night, rather, with her. Met the crowd 7 o'clock last night in Kenansville at the Country Squire. Country Squire is a restaurant, according to the sign, was founded in 1961. specialize in steaks and some pork and chicken dishes as well. You may hear the wind blowing, which wind feels good to me, but might be causing a little bit of issue with the recording. Bear with me. And we met up there for supper last night. I had an 8-ounce sirloin, so did Cindy. Had a salad with blue cheese dressing, which I'm sure was homemade, the dressing. And had a sweet potato with it, and had some kind of a light cookie for dessert. Cindy and I split that, ate half of it, brought half of it to Mama's, and it's still here. But all in all, it was a sort of heavy meal, but not real heavy, and it was good. Expensive, but how often do we get to come home and eat? Last time I ate at the Country Squire, I believe they have a website. If they do, I'll put the link in, just if you're interested. Last time we ate there, I believe it was for me, it would have been 1980, probably, 81, possibly. And Lisa, at that time, Castine, took her there to eat, long before I ever met Cindy, of course. And I remember she had lobster. That was the first and last time I've ever eaten lobster. I don't have a thing against lobster. It's just that it's not something I get an opportunity to eat very often. It's pretty expensive, but I took her out for Mother's Day. Carol actually ended up paying for Mama's. I need to try to reimburse her for that. Split it, whatever. We got Mama a rose bush, which we're going to give to her early afternoon. And probably we'll get it planted, Lord willing, today before we leave. Okay, we're crossing a fairly busy road. We're through it. And so that's what we did, and didn't meet till 7, got home, back to Mama's, close to 10, stood up and watched just a little bit of the TV, finally went to bed, slept pretty good once I finally went to sleep. But Cindy's been having a lot of trouble with her shoulder. Don't know what she's done to it, but giving her a fit. So we brought the heating pad, and sleep just wasn't the best in the world, but we did sleep late. Got up about, woke up before 8 and laid there till almost 8:30. But that's sort of what's happening today. We're going to leave mid-afternoon, be home hopefully by dark, which is after 8 o'clock now. But I wanted to go for a run today. I wanted to get up earlier, but due to the trip and 180 miles, lateness of the day, of the night rather, and not sleeping that well, waited a little bit, got up and made a pack of instant oatmeal, and a piece of toast with jelly and a little bit of peanut butter, and a cup and a half of coffee, and that's all I've had this morning. But last night was sort of a heavy meal, so that's okay. We got plenty of juice in the tank. I was going to mention that I did use one of the power bar gels last time I ran, and 2 days, the day before yesterday, and I liked it. Seems like I did get a boost from it. Plus, the bar itself, or the gel rather, the consistency is thinner. It's a lot easier to get down. Since I've been up to running over 50 minutes, and we'll do that today, if I run over 45 minutes consistently, much over that, I'll probably use one gel. And that's what we're doing today. So, Right now I'm running along the railroad track behind what used to be the A&P, and I see the door where we used to unload the truck when it would come. I worked in the meat market, old A&P grocery store. Cut chickens up, cut up beef, pork, you name it. Stocked a meat case, cleaned it all. One of my first real jobs, remember when they hired me back in the, that would have been around the time I, last time I ate at the Country Squire. I remember I was making $6.25 an hour, and I thought, wow, I'm in the big time. I left my uncle's grocery store. They were paying me. I think I might have been making 5.25 there. A&P said, we'd like you to come work. And so I went and worked there for 2 or 3 years during school, after school, that type of thing. And then, of course, eventually moved away to college and soon got married. And you know how that goes. It's funny how time just sort of gets on by. But I'm running along Railroad Street, just crossing Murphy Street, and I'm on the west side of the railroad track, approaching, not there, but getting near where the old Walmart was. Walmart moved out to east side of Wallace, and of course left the shopping center abandoned, basically abandoned where they were. I think there's one Chinese restaurant still there, like they've done in so many places. So that's where we're running. It was along here that my first stepfather, Hoover Rainer, that's my brother Delwood's father, raised me from 10 to probably age 8 or 9 to 19. His mother lived along here. Can't remember which house, but might be the one I'm getting up to now. An older two-story Victorian, maybe. But that's where I am. But it's been a good week. How have things been going with you? Hope they've been going well. And it's good to have you back with me. I'm wearing the New Balance 768s as of this run. If we don't hit 460, we'll be really close. We'll be retiring these in not many more weeks. They may have another 4 or 5 runs on them, but I'm trying to get 500, as we talked about in a previous episode. Danny Dreyer says, Chi running, you can get more mileage on your shoes, and I believe it. So we're going to try to get 500 out of these. And I do have replacements for every pair of shoes I've got, same model, except these. And I'm thinking of going with a pair of Asics or whatever, maybe Reebok. But that would give me 4 pairs of shoes, different brands. Saucony, New Balance, Nike, and then whatever I choose to replace these with. Give me 4 pair. Running only 3 days a week, that helps rotation. That way my long run, which we eventually will get to, will not be running the same pair of shoes every week. And all I gotta do is just swap them out. I don't have to worry very much about, you know, figuring how to go about that. Because I know that I just pull out the bottom pair, run in those, move the rest down, put the ones I just ran in at the top. I've got a thing in my closet with, it's like a holder that hangs up. And so anyway, it is warm. I don't know if it's 70, but it's feeling 70. I'm passing a house with a sign that says Max Tichy. Max's, should be strawberries, it says strawberry. I ran by here one time before when I was recording. I remember about a year ago. But people are out there picking strawberries. Wow, that's cool. There are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 people. And they're picking strawberries. It's strawberry time here in central and eastern North Carolina. They're good. Incidentally, Wallace used to be known as the world's largest strawberry exchange. That's been years and years and years ago. But the local radio station still bears the name WLSE, World's Largest Strawberry Exchange. A little tidbit there for you. That's free. So we're running at home and enjoying it. Just glad to have you along for this episode. Okay, I have crossed the little place that goes by the railroad track. Now I'm on the other side of the railroad track, and this is a more of a straight through road, much more traffic, which I hate, but most of the time I come through here is not too bad. I did want to tell you that I registered for the North Carolina Marathon day before yesterday, and it was $65. And then they wanted to know that I want to donate $20 towards the Foster Friends of North Carolina. That was an option. So I found out and reminded again that registering for races is not cheap. But that race is November 19th, 2011, Saturday morning, 8 o'clock. Virtually identical, I think. As far as the course, it is identical to what we did March a year ago. And looking at their website, there is a little bit different protocol for picking up packets, things like that, which we will have to figure out. But not terribly unusual. So we're registered for that, and looking forward to it. My goal would be, we're now getting 6 miles for our longer runs under us, and I would hope next week to be running a 7 mile longer run, and I hope to work up to maybe 10 by the 1st of August for the long run, and then have a couple of 8s or 8 and a 7 the other 2 days. And that will give us a good base to begin serious marathon training first week of August. According to my half marathon time, I should be able to run 3:40, excuse me. But don't know that I can, but certainly breaking 4 hours is a very real possibility, and that's what I'm shooting for. So we are registered and begin marathon-specific training April 1, working up to at least 2 runs, 20 miles and longer, probably a 20 and a 21, maybe a 22, with some 8 or 9 miles of tempo work for a few of the runs once a week in the weeks leading up to it. So I'll begin messing with that a little bit, and we'll see how it goes. I think I'm going to turn around here in just a minute. I'm behind the Builders Discount Center, and there's lots of traffic. They're selling plants and stuff too. In this economy, everybody's diversified. So we soon will have gone 2 miles and we'll turn around. I think the wind will be more cooperative on the way back. And of course, part of the run will be into the wind again, because I run past my mother's, run another mile and back. I'm going to turn around at 4. And plus I can get water about a mile and a half from I do have a honey stinger. I want to use them up. But I really do like the power bar gels. Very easy to take down. I think I had banana. And banana does not have caffeine. And then there's another flavor I've got that does. But it has lots of sodium. 200 milligrams, I believe. It seems like there might be 30 or 40 of potassium. And their blend supposedly helps your body absorb it, the energy quicker, and also allows you to supposedly work out 8% longer or harder. All right, lap two, we're there, so I'm gonna go up to there. This road turns, and then I'm turning around. We're averaging, 8:14 at the moment. It's flat, that's why. Which makes me wonder, there's a marathon in Wilmington that is in March. Probably too soon for the North Carolina Marathon. In other words, I wouldn't want to finish the marathon and then turn around just a little bit later and run one 5 months later. But I am thinking seriously about running the half marathon. Could be a place to really set a PR. But I forget what it's called. It raises money for a couple of things. And it was the same Saturday as North Carolina Marathon in March. They changed it. That could be why. They could have seen that there's too much competition relative to it being that close together. Another issue with me is I'm a little concerned, or not concerned, but if I don't run a half then, I can't see running a half a month or even 2 months before the marathon. Not in prepare to try to run a good race, but I could see recovering by Christmas from the marathon. And giving myself, having to be like 5 to 6 weeks recovery, at least that. And then I would have 10 weeks to revamp for the half. Now to me, that sounds doable and interesting. And Wellington is as flat as a pancake. Could be a PR. And in March, shouldn't be terribly warm. Although right now, got it, man, I'm a little warm. Slowed down a bit. We're averaging 8:32 at the moment. Before I take a break, I do want to share something with you quickly. I had included a segment in last podcast, number 83. And when I included that, someone had sent it to me. I listened to the first 2 minutes to get a feel for it. Said it was great, put it in there, and it was great. But I have been aware that at least a very few of you felt like there were some things that were inappropriate, at least as far as what you've come to expect from me. They really weren't that big a deal, but there were a couple of statements, innuendos, that I know one person said. One of the things you like about the podcast is that you've come to realize that I don't say anything that's going to be misunderstood or it's going to cause a problem for the kids listening or whatever. Let's see, I turned too quick. Go back. And so I just want to tell you that without making a big deal over it, I will be more careful about what I post, in the sense that if you send me anything, the least I can do, and I've always done it until now, listen to all of it. There were just a couple of minor places I could have edited out. You never missed it. Would not have taken away from the quality of what was shared. So Doug, thank you for sending the story, and this is not a slam against you, but I've learned that if you feel conscientious about anything, even though everybody might not agree with it, I need to be a man and take that. So if you were offended by what I posted, which I think it was pretty minor, but if you were, just know that I'll do a better job. Not making excuses, but part of the issue is that I have been so busy, I just didn't take time to do what I needed to do relative to that. So continue to send me everything you want to send me, and I will continue to post everything virtually you send me, but just want you to know that I will be more conscientious about how I'll go about that. So thanks for your emails. Thanks for the audio files. Thanks for your correspondence. Thanks for being a friend of this program. And it continues to reach a broad audience. And I don't know why, but the last 5 or 6 episodes, our listenership it's doubled. And so I may have Coach Jeff Smith to think about that, to thank for that. Incidentally, Coach Jeff wants to do an episode on chi, which we told you about. He emailed me, so we're working that out. If you'd like to be interviewed, be on the program, I don't care who you are or where you run, or I do request that you be a runner and, of course, a listener to the show. We'll connect on Skype. Email me at 20minuterunner@gmail.com, or go to the blog, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. Send me a message. We'll connect on Skype. You can also send me emails, thoughts, questions, observations about the program, things you'd like to discuss, things you didn't like, things you loved. This program's all about you. It really is. And I just am so thankful to have you with me. We are crossing the strawberry patch again. Been running 2.8. I think I'm going to take a break here. Come back on the other side. Thank you for listening. You're listening to episode 84 of the 20 Minute Runner podcast. And we're running on a beautiful May day in Wallace, North Carolina. And I'm a little bit warm, but we're getting ready to get water. So thanks for listening. We'll be right back.
Moonlight shines tonight your way. Morning come and wash it all away. Oh, but baby, I never really cried for you. You were lost inside your world. I tried to help, I was ignored. Oh, but baby, I never really cried for you. get too much on our baby. I never really cried for you. When the closeness goes and you grow apart, you gotta get right back into the start. Oh, now, baby, I never really cried for you.
Took water and took a honey stinger ginseng about 4 minutes ago, drank water 10. Feeling pretty good still. Getting a little bit hot. I just wanted to give you a little update quickly on where things are with me and my life. I took my drug test this week. Studied hard where I'm going to be working. Had to chew a cotton gauze 3 minutes, put it in a tube. They seal it up and send it on its way. She said if you don't hear anything in 2 days, you're good. Well, I take nothing but multivitamin, 5 Metamucil capsules every night, and 2,400 milligrams of flaxseed oil, 12 in the morning, 12 at night, pretty much it. And I was also told if you've eaten poppy seeds, I can give you a false positive. Well, only poppy seeds I've ever eaten are poppy seed bread or some type of the Kaiser rolls that have them. And I probably haven't eaten either in a year. So, for all of you who responded on Facebook about me studying for the drug test, I think I passed it. I'm not sure. But anyway, we had a reception Sunday. Had quite a few people after church come through wishing us the best. And that was great. They left cards, many of them, which we have not opened, but we will probably over the weekend. And then next Sunday, 15th, I get to preach the final sermon. And we begin our new position 18th of May. And leaving ministry where we are is going to be hard. It's already proving that in some ways. You make friends for life. But it's going to be really hard to just cut that off and go. But Lord willing, we're doing it, and I feel very, very good about that. Hello, somebody riding a bike with earphones. So, that's what's happening with us. I am also going to try to when I convert this to MP3, it's recorded as whatever the Sony recorder format is, then I save it all as WAV and then convert it all to MP3. I'm going to go from 128, I think, to 160. So hopefully you'll notice a little more quality. Audio quality hopefully will be a little bit better. But not sure. I know Coach Smith, I checked his and he's at 18, 160. So I'm going to try it. Now, that will increase the size of the file, but not by a dramatic amount. Should be less than 10% or about 10%. Maybe a little more, but not a whole lot larger. But let me know if you can tell any difference in the quality or not. And we will continue to work on that. You know, I'm thinking that this hot weather running is not hot, hot, but it was warm enough. I'm thinking that this obviously, if I can deal with it, we're going to benefit from it later. I still want to get up early and run, which I do some. But as we get into warmer months, get into August, beginning tempo work, that type of thing, my phone's ringing. I'm not going to answer it. But as we begin that, we will, of course, be in the heat a lot. So I think early morning is better. And that should bode well for the marathon, which will be towards Thanksgiving. In High Point, Piedmont Region of State, should be pretty cool. So I think that'll work great. Also, I said last week the episode wouldn't be that long, and ended up being, if not the longest, second longest I've ever done. Apologize for that. We will not keep this one that long. But I have 1 mile left. We're averaging 8:35 on that one. And I'll be finished. So, we're going to keep running. I'm going to bring you in at the very end. I do have some listener email I'll share with you as we close things out. But again, thanks for being with me, and thanks for sharing some of the road with me. We're going to wrap this up, and we'll be back. And for me, 7 or 8, 9 minutes. For you, right now. Okay, we've got less than a tenth left. I'm going to lean a little more on the ankles and push it just a bit. See what we can get down to for this last tenth. Still a good breeze. Feels good. Man, I'm hot. Hang in there. 8:04. I love the Qi method. 7:59. And feel good. That's it. 7:55. That last tenth is what we ended up averaging. So, and I don't tell you that to say, oh wow, look, I'm averaging whatever. Just to let you know that I'll soon be 48 years old. If I can pursue my dreams, career, running, whatever, and some of it has been, quite frankly, a long time coming. There went the bike a couple blocks up, still riding by. Looked like she had a number pinned on her a while ago as well. I don't know if there's some kind of a sponsored ride taking place today or not. Anyway, let me save this. But if you can manage your dreams and pursue what you're passionate about, I'm learning in life that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter about a lot of things, but it's what were you geared for. For me, I know that I'm finding my niche for as professional role, ministry for me, and also for running, I'm beginning to, or again, appreciating that just so much. So whether it's career, whether it's running, whether it's family, whether it's spirituality, whatever, I encourage you to follow your dream, pursue your passion. People ask me, well, Roland, you talk about passion. I've literally had people say, well, how do you know what your passion is? My passion is anything I would do, particularly for somebody else, but just that I would do, period, and never get paid for it and continue to enjoy doing it. Running is definitely one of those things for me. And Lord willing, I hope to be running, you know, as long as I'm physically able. I don't know how long we'll be here, but okay. I did want to share listener emails again. Let me go ahead and remind you, the20minuterunner.blogspot.com. You can email me from there, or simply go to 20minuterunner@gmail.com. Send me any information, MP3s, whatever. I'll be glad to share those with our listeners. send me a race photo or just a photo, and I'll post it at the blog along with others. You can go to the blog and the address I just gave you, and you can actually see photos of people who race, and some of them are just casual photos. People that listen to the program, I'd love to post yours there. And again, if you want to connect with me on Skype, email me and say, "Roland, let's connect. I want to be recorded for the program." Don't be bashful about it. Just let me know, and I will do my best to connect with you at a predetermined time and have everything ready to do an interview and record that and include that in an upcoming episode. While you're at the blog, I got a new survey out. It's, which race are you gearing for this year? I didn't put none. I guess that should have been another category, but I put other. But anyway, the choices are 5K, half marathon, or marathon. For me, of course, it's marathon, but take the survey. Check out everything going on there. All the show notes related to music, things I've mentioned. If there's a website, I try to attach it in this particular episode's show notes. Just remember, this is episode 84. Okay, let me share something with you. Got an email from Matt Walton. "Roland, I really enjoy your podcast. I injured my knee back in high school nearly 40 years ago. Haven't run because of knee pain. Chi running has changed all that, and to that I say, Matt, amen, brother. I know what you're talking about. Since I started in early March, I put in nearly 130 miles, more walking than jogging, on a treadmill, but improving weekly. Planning on being able to jog a 10K without stopping by the end of the summer. I look at Chi running as I do yoga. I take what is beneficial and leave the Eastern religious business behind. Eat the hay, leave the sticks. Keep up the good work, your brother in Christ, Matt Walton." And I got back with Matt and I said, "Matt, appreciate the email, but what do you mean, eat the hay, leave the sticks?" He said a friend of his says it's how a cow eats a bale of hay. When the hay is gone, all the sticks are in a little pile. So, anyway, I agree with that. And I'm not into Eastern religions, but certainly I'm not going to tell you what to believe. But Chi running, whether you're into that or not, has tremendous benefits. And if you're wanting to know more about that, check out Danny Dreyer's book, Chi Running. You can find that on Amazon or anywhere. And I would also encourage you to go back and listen to, I think it's episodes 61 through 65 of this podcast, where we cover the basic elements in some detail, including video at the blog from Danny Dreyer, as well as about a 9-minute video, I think it was episode 65, from Danny, not Danny Dreyer, but another Danny at Ichi Fitness, where he basically goes through and describes how that with Chi running, it's like running with the motion of a ball, whereas other running is like running with a block motion, where you're constantly braking with your heel. Chi running, you have momentum, a little resistance. Other types of running, you have little momentum and a lot of resistance. And he's exactly right. So 61 through 65, I know it's the 60s. Go back and listen to that if you're interested in wondering what in the heck is all this Chi running about. I am a Chi runner, always will be a Chi runner. I can't even remember how to run the other way. And I love it. I continue to not have any injuries. Lord willing, we will continue to not have any. But, you know, again, I don't know what the future holds, but it's working right now for me. And Matt, thank you for that email. And if you're interested in trying Chi running, go back and check out what I just said, and that will help you. Okay, let me tell you how we did today. Very quickly, and then we'll let you out of here. Oh, hold on. History. Okay. We ran, just reading the data. By the way, I'm working on the Daily Mile stuff. If you know how to get the Garmin, this is the 110 I've got, if you know how to get it to sync with Daily Mile, let me know. Every time I hit the sync button, it won't do it. Anyway, we ran 6.1 today, 6.10, 53 minutes, 19 seconds. That's an 8:44 average pace, and we burned 693 calories, according to this. So 8:44 pace is good. I'm planning, if I can, to simply run 9-minute flat for the marathon. And based on some of the running we've done of late, I certainly believe that is very, very possible. Actually, it would be more about stamina than about speed for me that day, but that would put me a couple of minutes, 3 minutes maybe, under 4 hours, and then we can always work on bettering that later. I may run the other marathon that I talked about, the half in March. I may make that one my next marathon in 2013. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Listen, we'll talk to you later. Take care. See, Beta's here. It looks like she's brought some food. That's Sammy's daughter. Have a great week. We'll be back in a couple of weeks. Let me hear from you. Appreciate you listening. As always, thanks for sharing Son of the Road with me. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.